Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's a big day for Boston sports fans. First up is an afternoon game as the Red Sox open their playoff series against the Astros in Houston. Then this evening, fans have to choose between the New England Patriots on the road against the Buccaneers or the Bruins at home for their first game of the regular season. For a preview first of the Red Sox playoff series, we turn now to Boston Globe sports columnist Chris Gasper, who's also the host of the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast called Season Ticket. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, let's find out how the Red Sox are going to do. Let me ask. The playoff series begins the best 3 out of 5 against the Houston Astros, who qualified for the playoffs early and have the second best overall record in the American League. How do the Red Sox stack up?
I think these teams are pretty evenly matched. It certainly helps Houston that they have the home field, particularly in a shorter series. It's going to be a matter of, I think, do the Red Sox, are they able to take what they do best, which is pitch, or will it be the big bats, the Houston Astros, who have one of the deepest lineups in Major League Baseball? I think this was an interesting year for the Red Sox. They struggled at times to score runs. However, they were a very good pitching team. They pitched really well, not only the starting pitchers, but the bullpen.
Well, let's talk about Game 1. We see two of the aces, the Red Sox ace Chris Sale against the Astros' Justin Verlander. The Astros acquired Verlander only about a month ago, but he's won every game he's been on the mound since the trade. So edge who in this matchup today?
I think the edge goes to Chris Sale. He had a tremendous season. He struck out 308 guys. He's the first pitcher in the American League to reach the 300 strikeout mark since Pedro Martinez. The question with Chris Sale is he starting to wear down? He's never pitched this many games. He's never pitched in the playoff. Justin Verlander does have playoff experience. He has been in the spotlight before. It's a fantastic matchup of two real aces.
All right, let's talk about David Price, the highest paid pitcher for the Red Sox pitching out of the bullpen after elbow surgery. He's not made enough progress to be a starter. On your podcast earlier this week, Red Sox president of baseball operations Dave Dombrowski described the meeting with Price about finishing the season out of the bullpen as a reliever.
He was like, I'm happy to help however it can be. So he was just open mice. I just want to help. I just want to be part of this ball club and show you that I can do that. And of course he has.
How much impact could he have in the playoffs coming out of the bullpen? Because he's been pretty good in that role since he came back to the Red Sox as pitcher.
I think he could have tremendous impact, and I think the Red Sox think that as well. He's made 5 appearances as a reliever. He's pitched extremely well. And really the key for them was he was able to pitch 3 times in 4 days and back-to-back, including the clinching game on Saturday when the Red Sox wrapped up the American League East.
All right, changing topics briefly to the Boston Bruins. As we mentioned earlier, they open the regular season tonight. They made a number of moves off-season. How do the Bruins look?
I think this is going to be an interesting season. They made the playoffs last year, and I think that bought a little bit of leniency from the ownership, from the Jacobs family, to the general manager, Don Sweeney. This team is really what his vision is for the Boston Bruins, and that is a young, fast team. They're integrating a lot of young players into the lineup. This is really a season where I think people are excited about the future of the Bruins, but in the present, there could be some growing pains.
Let me ask you one last question about this. As you said, the Bruins made it to the playoffs last year, but were eliminated in the first round. Do you think this year's team is better than that?
That remains to be seen. On paper, I would say no, just because you have guys that have never played in the NHL. They're unproven at the NHL level. And it might take a couple of months for them to sort of, you know, really get their legs going and feel comfortable in the NHL.
Chris Gasper, Boston Globe columnist, the new host of the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast called Season Ticket. This was fun. Thanks a lot. Let's do it again.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Bob.